From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
It's 29 degrees in Lawrence, 35 in Manhattan. It's 3:06, and this is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We also broadcast at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. We even have an app, the KPR app, wherever you get your apps. We have a version for iOS. We have a version for Android. Check it out when you have a moment. You can do a lot with it. You can even set your alarm to wake you up to Morning Edition. How cool is that? Maybe you're a jazz musician. You could set it to wake you up to All Things Considered. Kind of depends on what your schedule is. Check it out when you have a moment, again, wherever you get your apps.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up at 3:44, an underground nuclear reactor sounds like something out of science fiction. But a nuclear energy startup is planning to build what it says is the very first one-mile underground nuclear reactor in the state of Kansas, part of a push to grow nuclear energy nationwide. We will talk about it coming up shortly here on KPR. We are in the midst of a fun drive challenge, but we're not doing it the normal way. We're just kind of mentioning it every now and again, see how it goes. Maybe this is the way we'll do them from now on if we get a big enough response. Many thanks to everyone who has responded right now. Your pledge matched dollar for dollar from the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Many thanks going out to Pamela Metner of Gardner and an anonymous donor from Topeka. Thank you so much for helping keep KPR on the air.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
President Trump is the nation's sports fan in chief. Since returning to office, he's attended multiple major sporting events. Next up, he plans to be at the FIFA World Cup draw.
Sports has embraced President Trump for the second term in a way that it did not in the first term.
How the White House is trying to reach voters from the field on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations with Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and your local host, Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 34 degrees in Emporia, 32 in Chanute. It's 3:30.
Countries are also expected to further defense, energy, technology, and strategic cooperation during Putin's visit. For NPR News, I'm Shweta Desai in Mumbai.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The race to challenge Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is heating up as five Democrats seek to run against him in 2026. Zane Irwin has more.
The candidates include a Kansas City, Kansas commercial real estate developer, an Overland Park immigration lawyer, and a retired business executive in Merriam. Plus, Democratic Representative Sharice Davids has hinted that she might run as well, though she's not made any official announcement. A win for any of these candidates would be historic. No Kansas Democrat has won election to the U.S. Senate in nearly a century. Marshall won the 2020 election by double digits over Democratic candidate Barbara Bollier. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
An industrial park in Parsons will be the site of a one-mile-deep nuclear reactor. The company says it's the first of its kind. Liz Muller is the CEO of the advanced nuclear company Deep Fission. She says the goal is to have the reactor up and running by July to demonstrate it for federal regulators.
We won't be generating electricity at that time. That's just showing that the reactor does what we say it's going to do and that it can be operated safely.
Mueller says putting a reactor at the bottom of a deep borehole adds to its safety and will make nuclear power significantly less expensive. Deep fission is targeting data centers and other industries as end users for its nuclear energy. We'll have more on this story coming up on All Things Considered at 3:44. Tonight is the last supermoon of the year when the full moon is closer to the Earth than usual. Joseph Wright is the operations manager at the Varkachevsky Observatory at UMKC. He says the moon will look brighter and just slightly larger, and you don't need special equipment or to leave town in order to see it.
There's no requirement for a dark sky to see this, so you don't have to go anywhere, really. Since it's full moon, the moon will be coming up at sunset.
The best time to see the supermoon? Around 5:14 this evening. Clear and cold tonight, near steady temperatures right around 19 degrees for tomorrow. Sunshine with a high in the mid-40s, lows in the lower 20s are forecast for tomorrow night. It's 29 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A California startup is going to drill 1 mile deep in Parsons, Kansas, and install a nuclear reactor that it's planning to turn on and demonstrate by the 4th of July. The company says it would be the first of this type of reactor in the whole world. Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Coranda talk about the project.
Okay, Celia, we've known this.
It needs a siting permit with a public hearing at the KCC. But does deep fission count as a utility under those rules? The KCC doesn't know for sure yet, and it's in the early stages of communicating with this company.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and her editor, Stephen Coranda. The Kansas News Service reports on health, politics, agriculture, many things connected to public policy. Talks about their influences throughout culture. It's all coming up whenever you hear a Kansas News Service report, and you can visit our website to get a more in-depth examination of all of that. That's at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state. Coming up in our next half hour, a federal advisory committee is moving to remove the recommendation that all babies get vaccinated against hepatitis B at birth. Rob Stein has the details. We'll also hear about a big prisoner policy change from the Department of Justice. They're now instructing inspectors to stop evaluating prisons and jails using standards designed to protect transgender, intersex, and gender nonconforming people from sexual violence. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned. It's 10 minutes before 4. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition is what you will hear with the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 30 degrees in Topeka, 30 in Lawrence. The time is 4:06. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Many of the frequencies, too, they are all listed for you at our website, where you can also stream us at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to tell you all about a new documentary profiling ranchers in Greenwood County, Kansas, including a young couple trying to make a go of it as ranchers and small business owners in rural Kansas. The first public screening of this documentary is taking place on Sunday afternoon in Emporia. Coming up on KPR, more about an oasis on the prairie. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
You may know we are trying to raise a little money to help keep KPR going. We have lost all of our public funding. All of our federal funding is gone. That amounts to about $244,000 a year. That is an awful lot to make up, so we're asking everybody to chip in a little bit. If you pledge right now, your pledge is matched dollar for dollar by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Many thanks to Vicki and Eric Smith of Lawrence for their donation. It says here, please thank Eric Smith. So, hey, Eric Smith, you. Yes, Eric Smith, thank you. And many thanks also to Patricia Hassan of Shawnee. We really appreciate you supporting KPR. Clear and cold tonight, near steady temperatures, right around 19 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-40s. It is 4:20.
Reach voters from the field. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Mielma's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, spanning the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It is 30 degrees in Topeka, 35 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
Featured in the documentary, Vinnyisms. Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The race to challenge Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is heating up as five Democrats are looking to run against him in 2026. Kansas News Service reports that the candidates include a Kansas City, Kansas commercial real estate developer, an Overland Park immigration lawyer, and a retired business executive in Merriam. Plus, Democratic U.S. Representative Cherise Davids has hinted that she might run as well, though she has not made any official announcement. No Kansas Democrat has won election to the U.S. Senate for Kansas in nearly a century. Marshall won the 2020 election by double digits over Democratic candidate Barbara Bollier. With the Trump administration once again threatening to withhold food assistance funding from Kansas and other states, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she has, quote, no interest in being bullied into releasing information that is personal and private, end quote. The administration is demanding the personal information of people who receive Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. Kansas is among more than 20 states that have refused that request. After Kansas State University head football coach Chris Klieman announced his retirement, multiple outlets are reporting that his successor is already lined up. Zane Irwin has that story.
K-State has not yet announced who will take over from Klieman, who led the Wildcats to 6 bowl games and a Big 12 championship in his 7-season run. But reporting from the Manhattan Mercury, the Kansas City Star, and others indicates the likely pick is Colin Klein, a former star quarterback at K-State. For the past 2 years, Klein has been Texas A&M's offensive coordinator, a position he previously held at K-State. In a statement, a spokesperson for K-State Athletics said they are working as quickly and thoroughly as they can to hire a new coach. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
An elementary school teacher in the Turner School District in Kansas City, Kansas, received a national award known as the Oscar of Teaching today. Lexi Otto, who teaches English language learners, was surprised at an assembly with the Milken Education the Milken Educator Award, along with a $25,000 cash prize. She says Kansas and other states across the country need more teachers.
To reward those, you know, who collaborate with their teams and their districts is just really valuable to the continuation of education.
Otto is the only educator in Kansas to receive a Milken Award this school year. The award was given out by the Milken Family Foundation, a private foundation supporting education. It's going to be cold again tonight, near steady temperatures right around 19 degrees tomorrow. Sunshine and a bit warmer with a high in the mid-40s. You're listening to KPR and the time is 4:35.
This is investigation. They couldn't confirm reports that he was sending out these same attack details to people like his wife or his brother.
I will inject. The White House is defending Hegseth. They put out a statement and it reads, quote, "This review affirms what this administration has said from the beginning. No classified information was leaked and operational security was not compromised." And it goes on to say President Trump stands by Secretary Hegseth. That was an excerpt from NPR's National Security Podcast, Sources and Methods. You heard me talking with NPR's Quill Lawrence and Tom Bowman. You can hear the whole episode wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lawson. Lots of stories have been told about young people leaving the farm and heading off to the big city. Today, we are going to hear one of those stories in reverse, this time about a couple in the Flint Hills who left the city and moved to the farm. As part of a new documentary about ranchers in Greenwood County, Kansas, filmmaker Dave Kendall interviewed a couple working at Salt Creek Farm.
Salt Creek Farm emerged from the
amazing and their support and how they've shown up for us, and it's just been a great experience.
This story comes from the new documentary, An Oasis on the Prairie, Ranchers of Greenwood County, produced by Dave Kendall at Prairie Hollow Productions. The first public screening of the documentary takes place at the Granada Theater in Emporia, Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m. For more information, visit the website prairiehollow.net. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com.
Coming up on KPR, news headlines at 5:01, then at 5:06, the Trump administration's actions are indicating they are aware of the potential fallout on a kill strike that took place not so long ago. Some folks were privy to seeing video of the attack off the coast of Venezuela. We will speak with Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island about it. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 5.
NPR Station.
President Trump is the nation's sports fan in chief. During his first term, Trump faced pushback from the sports world, which now largely embraces him. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
It's NPR Station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring special exhibitions showcasing Art of the Sea, regional artists, and the sacred Red Rock. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
It's 28 degrees in Lawrence, 32 in Manhattan. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too. We're all over the state. Sort of centralized when we stream through kansaspublicradio.org. We also have a KPR app. However you choose to listen in, we are glad you're here. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, a nuclear energy startup is planning to build what it says is the world's first 1 mile underground nuclear reactor, and they are going to build it in Kansas. Part of a push to grow nuclear energy nationwide. We'll tell you all about it coming up at 5:44 here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
This week's Classics Live is opening night from this past summer's Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. Haydn's Second Symphony, Brahms' Second Symphony, also a viola concert by Karl Stamitz. Excitement awaits you at 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR1 stations with Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR2, however, at 7 o'clock, you will hear the latest installment of Prairie Journal with Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
It's 28 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:20.
NPR comes from this station.
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. A great way to start off your day with the very latest national, international, and regional news all in one place.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 27 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:30.
PR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The race to challenge Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is heating up as 5 Democrats seek to run against him in 2026. Zane Irwin has the details.
The candidates include a Kansas City, Kansas commercial real estate developer, an Overland Park immigration lawyer, and a retired business executive in Merriam. Plus, Democratic Representative Charisse Davids has hinted that she might run as well, though she's not made any official announcement. A win for any of these candidates would be historic. No Kansas Democrat has won election to the U.S. Senate in nearly a century. Marshall won the 2020 election by double digits over Democratic candidate Barbara Bollier. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A California startup is planning to build what it says is the world's first nuclear reactor that is 1 mile underground, and it has picked Parsons, Kansas for the location. Deep Fission CEO Liz Muller says the company will break ground at an industrial park on Tuesday.
Working with the Great Plains Industrial Park has been very positive. I think they have a significant need for energy, and it looks like Deep Fission is a really good fit for that particular use case.
Deep Fission wants the reactor operational by July to show federal regulators that it works. After that, it would pursue approval for a commercial operation. The reactor could power a big energy user like a data center. County commissioners, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration, and the state's two Republican senators say they support the project. We'll learn more about it later this hour on All Things Considered at 5:44. An elementary school teacher in the Turner School District in Kansas City, Kansas, received a national award known as the Oscar of Teaching today. Lexi Otto, who teaches English language learners, was surprised at a school assembly with the Milken Educator Award and a $25,000 cash prize. She says Kansas and other states across the nation need more teachers.
To reward those, you know, who collaborate with their teams and their districts, is just really valuable to the continuation of education.
Otto is the only educator in Kansas to receive a Milken Award this school year. It's 5:35.
For NPR comes from this.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A California startup is going to drill 1 mile deep in Parsons, Kansas. Then they're going to install a nuclear reactor that it's planning to turn on and demonstrate by the 4th of July. The company says it would be the first of this type of reactor in the world. Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda talk more about the details.
Okay, Celia,
what will be the process here? And the KCC doesn't have all the answers yet. It needs more information. Just one quick example, if a utility in Kansas, if a utility wants to build a nuclear plant, it needs a siting permit with a public hearing at the KCC. But does Deep Fission count as a utility under those rules? The KCC doesn't know for sure yet, and it's in the early stages of communicating with this company.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and KNS editor Stephen Caranda. Kansas News Service reports on health, the environment, lots of things connected to public policy. You will find more information on this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next half hour, we are going to talk more about this big decision that's supposed to happen at the CDC on administering the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. Then, a breaking story tonight. You will get the details at 6:21. Has to do with a Supreme Court decision They said that the Texas midterm elections can go forward with their gerrymandered maps. That story coming up. Stay tuned.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition is what you'll hear at that time, the very latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5.